Welcome to the March 21st meeting of the Arizona Accordion Club in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's always 75 degrees and sunny. And joining us this evening from Seattle, Washington, Merle Allen Sanders. Merle, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
I see that you were in Texas last week. You were conducting a Zydeco Blues and Jazz workshop for the Accordion Association down there. Anything of interest that you can share with our listeners that happened there last week?
I heard some great music. Definitely heard some
Well, we expect that, but what else can you share with us?
Do you want me to talk about the workshop a little?
Sure.
Okay. Well, basically I talked about how to get instant Zydeco Cajun music, and that's basically utilizing the pentatonic scale. And if your members know what the pentatonic scale is, it'll help them. But briefly, the easiest way to describe it is it's the black keys on your accordion. The five notes comprised of black keys are the pentatonic scale. And that's the pattern of the pentatonic scale for whatever key you play in.
And you were playing an awful lot of black keys last night.
Yes.
Tell us, what's the most interesting gig you've had in the past year?
In the past year?
Well, you recall it was a year ago when you did the symphony, the Seattle Symphony.
Yes.
So since then, what's the most interesting gig you've had?
I played again with the symphony orchestra, the Everett Symphony in Everett, Washington, and I played some arrangements that I had written for the symphony and had a lot of fun doing it. I played accordion and piano and sang.
Now, you just can't get away by saying I played some of the arrangements I did for the symphony. How long does it take you to do an arrangement for a symphony?
Depends on how complicated you want to get, but I would say it took quite a few hours for each arrangement, you know, five to 10 hours per arrangement, certainly.
All right, here's one out of left field for you. Did you ever have short hair?
Yes, I've had short hair in and out of my career. I've had close to a buzz cut on occasion.
All right, how did the long hair come about? It's definitely your moniker now. Everybody sees you, they know you're going to have long hair. How did it come about?
Somebody had said to me in one of my short hair periods that I needed some sort of a trademark and that I was I had a very generic look before. And so now, you're right, you know, wherever I go, it's people do remember me because I usually have longer hair than most of the women in the room.
So we don't expect it to be cut anytime soon.
No, we'll see how long my nerve holds.
All right, changing subject. Where do you get your inspiration for the songs that you write, your thought process?
I keep a running tape at home and also a notebook of lyric ideas, and they come from real life often. Things that affect me emotionally certainly get top priority, but things that affect me humorously also get put down. So they come from all directions, but I'd say personal experiences, anything that has emotional impact on me, certainly has top priority.
All right, let's hitchhike on that then. Emotional impact. I love your CD, Can You Dance to It? I've listened to it for the last year since I bought it. It's fantastic. But I think almost every song on that CD is original. How did you come up with the lyrics for Eyes for Her Daughter? There must be a story there.
Well, I can't take credit for most of those lyrics. That was my songwriting buddy, Richard Pryor, who's a very funny guy, very great writer in his own stead. He's a natural musician, and we come up with ideas, and I think most of those lyric ideas were his, just a very little bit from me. I have mainly the musical ideas for that. And he claims he can write lyrics for anything. And so far, I don't doubt him. And I think it just came out of the Cajun Zydeco thing about people living in not such lavish lifestyles and having a little bit too much fun in the nightclub.
All right, listeners, you have to get it. Can You Dance to It? Merle Allen Sanders, Eyes for Her Daughter. It's absolutely a fantastic song, and one you have to enjoy listening to.
My favorite line.
Go ahead.
Down in the bushes with my new best friend.
This interview is not censored, obviously. I noticed in your biography that you played background music for Muzak and Shoppers at the upscale Nordstrom's department stores. How did the Nordstrom's gig come about?
Well, I work with a producer for Muzak who does independent production as well, and Nordstrom approached him about they wanted to have piano music that echoed the live piano music. For a long time, Nordstrom had live pianists in all of their stores. And they realized they couldn't sustain that for every hour of every day, and so they decided that it would be good to have background piano taped that echoed what the live pianists were doing. And so that's how that came about.
How long is the tape that you cut?
I think I did somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 or 40 songs.
Hmm. So we're talking more than an hour.
Yeah, okay. Probably close to 2 hours.
Merle, you're probably the most versatile musician, as far as I'm concerned, that's ever graced the stage of the Arizona Accordion Club. Do you ever see yourself settling down to one style of music or one instrument? Or is Merle always going to be a smorgasbord player? And I mean that in the most honorable sense of the term smorgasbord. Very complimentary.
Well, thank you. I think if I could hook up with a band that had a very clear concept that everyone agreed on, or if, say, somebody famous wanted to hire me to do a specific style, I could probably stick with it for a while. But in terms of my own personal tastes, I am definitely an eclectic. I listen to music from all over the world. I love music from all over the world, and I like to play it. As much of it as I can. There are certain things that I don't really do. I'm not a classical accordionist per se.
I noticed, I listened to you on the internet, your demo on the internet is absolutely fantastic. Your Sanders Lauber Band, very good. 9 pieces, I think it is?
No, just a quartet.
Quartet?
Yeah.
What'd you do, re-record over it or something?
Only harmonica.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Vocals and instruments, or other than that, were live.
Are you arranging for that band, too?
Yes.
Where do you find the time?
Well, by hook or by crook, I mean, doing music full-time means that I have to spend a portion of my day practicing, a proportion of the day preparing for upcoming gigs or rehearsals, so it's kind of a constant process.
This is a question I hadn't planned to ask, but it was asked at last evening's concert to me 2 or 3 times. Tell us what you know about Merle. And I said, well, I haven't spent that much time with him. I know he's married. I know he's 10 years younger than I am. I know he went to the University of Washington, got his music degree there. But what else should we know about Merle Alan Sanders?
I love dogs. I love cats. I'm currently in between dogs. I love to swim. My wife and I love to travel. Love go to Europe. This past year I've been in Paris and heard Richard Galliano, the famous French accordionist in Nancy, France. And year before that, took a little trip to New Orleans to check out the styles down there. And I love to go to Mexico. We like warm, sunny places. Seattle can get a little depressing somewhere around December and January.
I have my answer to this next question, but you made me think of it. If you could live in one country other than the United States, what would it be?
France.
There's silence here, people.
I had to think about it. If I was stuck there full time, well, I guess France, but I would hate to be stuck any place full time.
Why France?
It's an accordion-friendly country. The food is incredible, and I speak more French than any other foreign language, and not that I'm good at it, but I would like to develop that.
Tell us about this new Roland accordion from Potosa. Have you had any experience with it yet?
I tried it out. I enjoyed it. It's not my cup of tea.
And whose cup of tea would it be? What professional, what accordionist would really want to play this instrument?
Anybody that's interested in using MIDI sounds and orchestral type sounds for different styles of music it would really be a good instrument. It works extremely well for that purpose. And the onboard sounds are extremely impressive.
They were very impressive last month when we had it demonstrated at the club for the first time. Last question, it's always the toughest. You've been described as a gifted artist, a modern jazz accordionist, a sensational showman, and a wonderful entertainer. How do you want your epitaph to read?
He played most of the right notes most of the time.